from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Right in the butt.
The enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
Arr.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
That's pump.
How do you find a male hooker?
Big deal.
John.
No.
What?
Here she got a great ass.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was not good, man. What happened today in Brazil? Did you see this yet?
I haven't seen it. Someone sent it to me, and I did not click on it because it was said that it was like horrific to
well,
see.
There's nothing graphic about it, but it is just terrifying
so
from a witness standpoint.
What happened was a plane crashed. It was a smaller plane carrying 62 people.
Still a decent-sized plane.
Actually, 61. Because there was one ticketed passenger who wasn't on the plane.
Oh,
it's like the John Madden story.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we'll be hearing about who that person is shortly, I'm sure. But there was, I think, four crew and the rest were passengers. They all died. And the reason I bring it up is there is clear video of the plane falling out of the sky.
And that's what someone sent me, and I was a little hesitant to click on it. And so I just clicked on it now because you said it wasn't like...
No, it's not graphic.
You know what's weird, though? So I click on this story, right, that someone sent me, and the first thing that popped up was Al Borland from Home Improvement very happily trying to sell me the copper bullet pocket hose.
And yeah, I got that too.
And I was not prepared.
And by the way, can I just say, I got that ad. I'm like, dude, I'm getting that hose.
Oh, I have one of those expandable hoses.
Those
they're
are great.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I've never seen that.
Big fan.
I'm in.
Yeah, I've got one in each, in the front and the back. Big fan. Now, I don't think I have the Al Borland hose. I think I have the generic Amazon one, but I'm a big fan. I just was bracing myself for, oh God, this is going to be bad. And all of a sudden it's like, Al Borland.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. And oh my
God,
I don't want to. Like I can see the plane
so
spinning.
Here's the thing.
Oh,
here's the thing about this. This is why it's nightmare fuel. Like the way people die in plane accidents oftentimes is not as you'd suspect, right? Like the plane, like, I don't know, you survive impact, but then you die in a fire.
Yeah.
Or the plane skids off the runway or something. You know?
Or we're even used to just seeing it completely like shut down and lose altitude.
Correct.
And go down in a straight line.
Correct.
This isn't that.
And then or like an emergency landing.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. But this is the when you think of plane crash and
worst.
When you were a kid and you're on a plane and you have all these thoughts about what is this going to be like if this goes down. This video is it.
It's the worst
because they were at 17,000 feet, and there's a bunch of people. It's in Sao Paulo, so there's a bunch of people seeing it, and it is basically falling down to the ground or gliding down to the ground helplessly.
Like a paper airplane would. Just
it's like a paper airplane.
Half spinning, half gliding, half flipping over.
And it's not going that fast.
No.
And you know everybody on that plane is freaking out.
It's obvious there's zero control from the pilots. And the plane's doing whatever it wants with gravity.
I can only imagine. You think about whatever the bad turbulence you've ever had and how scary it is. And then you realize that.
Worst way to die.
That, 100%. This is why I didn't want to click on it.
And they all died.
That will haunt me. That will absolutely haunt me watching that plane like flop. It's honestly like when you see a person jump off a building or whatever, how they just flail. It's like it's the airplane equivalent of that. Not cool at all. This is why I didn't want to click on it. And normally like stuff doesn't bother me, but that that one I don't like.
It's awful.
No, we have no idea what happened, obviously, right?
No, they don't know. They said that there was actually no sign of distress. There was no call in that they were in. There was any kind of emergency. They have no idea.
It just goes.
It just...
Yeah, that's all kinds of bad.
Fell out of the sky.
Yeah. No. Final destination type stuff.
It had two engines. For those of you that know your planes, it was an ATR-72 model aircraft, whatever that means.
And
it,
most of the time, when you lose an engine, it's fine. The planes can fly on one engine. So, obviously, this was both engines and catastrophic failure of just the worst kind.
Yeah, but no call, which is weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe something happened to one of the pilots, or I don't know. I don't know. Just all kinds of... That's all kinds of horror right there.
There was some guy who's basically on his porch filming it.
Yeah.
And then he is able to just go down his driveway and walk a few blocks, and there's the wreckage.
Yep.
Like, it was so weird.
Yep.
It landed right by a residential building. One person in the building was hurt, but nobody died on the ground, which was good.
It makes me... I've said this many times, but every time I drive across the 205 bridge, you know, the majority of times you see an airplane coming into PDX around the time I drive into work. And I think about it every time when I look up and see the plane. I'm like, what would happen if that thing just pitched down at a moment? I don't know why.
I think we know what would happen.
Why not? It's one of those things. I can't help but think it. Same thing when I drive over the 405 bridge. I'm like, here comes the earthquake. Every single time I'm on the underside of that bridge, I think about the San Francisco earthquake and whatever that was, 88 or whatever, when the bridge fell on top.
Yeah, my dad was driving on it when it happened.
Yep, I think about it. Every time.
Dr. Buckley.
And I am so happy.
A new lease on life.
When I get to the other side of the bridge, there's just certain things I can't get my anxiety runneth over.
You don't often see, like when these plane crashes occur, you don't often get that vivid of a look of what it's like.
No.
And that is...
Yeah, because we...
So terrifying. Yeah,
most of us have the idea of it just going gradually down like a landing, but it's too steep. When that's not the way... It's this.
Yeah.
It's the kind of the whirly bird, you lose all control.
Twirling and floating.
Like a Top Gun flap spin that Mav can't recover from. And now Goose dies, except in this one, everyone
dies. I was just thinking that it's the Maverick flat spin out to sea.
Yeah. Nothing you can do. Getting on an airplane anytime soon?
No, actually.
Good.
I'm not. May never again.
It's like one of those things, like you're getting on an airplane and someone's like, hey, look at this. You're like, dude, don't do that. Be a jackass.
Crazy.
The fine people of Brazil. I do want to get down to Brazil, just not on that airplane. That's the other thing, too. Like,
it looks a little rickety. They showed a picture of it ahead of time. An old picture of it.
You've traveled enough, like when when you were like in Peru. The airplanes that you get on some of those places, they're not exactly...
They're rough.
Yeah. There was a number of years ago, KHL, which is probably the second biggest hockey league in the world behind the NHL. That's the Russian hockey league. I forget what the K stands for, but it's the Russian hockey league. And they had a plane go down, and it killed everybody on board. And one of the safety guys for the NHL said that he used to work for the KHL, and he's an aviation guy, and he said you what caused him to get out of that. He goes, you could not pay me to get on a single airplane that flies in that league. He was saying that, like, every airplane that those hockey teams take over there would not be allowed to fly in the United States. Like, they would be grounded. He said that, like, the technology on this thing, some of those planes are from the 1960s. They're not up to date. They're just old. They're decrepit. And he's like, he goes, it's shocking that it hasn't happened before now. And I think some of those countries, man, it's like we take for granted, as much as we give Boeing crap and some of the, like, the safety records here in the United States, dude, other parts of the world, dude, they it is Thunderdome out there. You do whatever the hell you want. I feel like every other day there's a Malaysian airliner going down. When we were cruising around the Philippines, you better believe I was taking a long, hard look and be like, oh, God, please give me, like, a modern plane.
All right. Enough of that. I got boob news.
I've got inspirational news, too.
To brighten your day?
You need to hear an actual inspirational speech. So you have to stop thinking about the stupid Al Pacino speech.
Is this from earlier today?
This is from earlier today.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
So all right.
An actual real life. You somehow, for whatever reason, brought up Pat Williams dying. Failed to motivate me.
Well, he died recently. He
died a month ago.
Not recently.
And we were wondering, is there someone on Earth that can actually motivate me? This is a real speech that a real military person gave to his, I guess, battalion or whatever, as they were getting ready to invade Iraq.
Nice.
And it's maybe the one person on Earth that could motivate me.
617 on the fan. All right, let's get motivated.
Yeah. Hi-ya! So, one of the great things about me, or about you, that bothers me is that you like the Al Pacino speech.
Oh, I love it.
It's the worst
speech. I don't
like
it. I love it.
Buck, do we have a little piece of the Al Pacino speech?
It's greatness.
First off, almost every sports speech in real life is dumb. The movies are even dumber. And this may be the dumbest of all of them, but you love it.
Greatness.
This is from Any Given Sunday. This is Al Pacino.
Hold on, I was adjusting the new clip, so hold on, give me 1 second.
I'm gonna love you forever. She will kiss and tell.
Yeah, I could listen to Sheen all day. Listen to the joy in my giggle.
It's the guy who's willing to die, who's gonna win that itch.
Yeah.
And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore,
this is so bad,
it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face.
Yep.
Now I can't make you do it.
That's right.
I love all the people behind me.
That's right. You. Now I think you're going to see a guy who will go that itch. You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's the team, gentlemen.
It's so bad.
We didn't even get to the best part.
No.
I know. I haven't been able to preview the whole thing, and I'm afraid of an F-bomb.
You're afraid of an F-bomb.
Yeah.
So
the kids will get over it.
Even though the great Pat Williams could not motivate me, you asked me, who could motivate me? There was a number of years ago, the BBC did a series called 10 Days to War. And it marked an anniversary of the Iraq War, the invasion into the Iraq War. And so they did a series of each one focused on a different part of the UK's involvement in the Iraq War. And this is one of an Irish, and this is a real thing that happened. This guy, Kenneth Branagh, is playing him. And his name is Colonel Tim Collins, and he was with the Irish military, the Royal Irish Regiment. And this is from March 19th, 2003. This is right as his regiment was getting ready to invade Iraq. They were on the doorsteps of it. And this was an actual speech, word for word, a recreation of what this colonel...
So we don't have tape of this.
We don't have tape of it, I guess, but... This is everyone was there and said this was his speech. I think there might be some audio recordings of it. People weren't videotaping it. So this is a real speech that was given, and it may be the most inspiring thing. And there was a bunch of people that have said, I was there when that happened, and we were all scared to death, and it was the most reassured I've ever been. And it's the stuff of legend that he, I don't know if this was off the cuff or if he had obviously rehearsed it, but this is Kenneth Branagh recreating an actual speech as this Irish regiment was getting ready to go into Iraq.
We are going into Iraq to liberate and not to conquer. We will not fly our flags in their country. Now, there are some who are alive at this moment who will not be alive shortly. Those of them who do not wish to go on that journey, we will not send them. As for the others, I expect you to rock their world. Wipe them out, if that's what they choose. If you are ferocious in battle, remember to be magnanimous in victory. Iraq is steeped in history. It is the site of the Garden of Eden, of the Great Flood. It is the birthplace of Abraham. You tread lightly there. You'll have to go a long way to find a more decent, generous, and upright people than the Iraqis. You'll be embarrassed at the hospitality they offer you, even though they have nothing. Do not treat them as refugees in their own country. Now, if there are casualties of war, remember that when they got up this morning and got dressed, they did not plan to die this day. So allow them dignity in death. Bury them with due reverence and properly mark their graves. It remains my foremost intention to bring every single one of you out alive. But there may be those among us who will not see the end of this campaign. And we will put them in their sleeping bags and we will send them back, and there will be no time for sorrow. We will grieve for them later. The enemy should be in no doubt that we are his nemesis and we are bringing about his rightful destruction. But remember, it is a big step to take another human life. It is not to be done lightly. I know of men who have taken life needlessly in other conflicts. I can assure you, they live with the mark of Cain upon them. And I know your mas will be in the queue at the co-op next week, and they won't want you to let them down. Let's bring everybody home safely and leave Iraq a better place for us having been there.
Oh my God, then Boys of Fall comes on?
That is a speech. That.
Yeah, it was good.
That's not Al Pacino. Al Pacino sucks. That.
Here she got out. Great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
You ask me what could motivate me? That.
Really?
That colonel.
That was
right
motivational
there.
To
dude,
you?
Dude, that guy, if I was getting ready to actually have to go in to do something that may cost me my life and that is as serious as war and not some silly football game, that may be the finest thing that anyone has ever said getting ready to go into battle.
Yeah, I would call it noble and well said. I wouldn't call it motivational. I mean, I'll take Al Pacino any day. And by the way, rock your world or rock their world. Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
Do you think he regrets that?
You think he's rocking them on a Friday?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Was that like right in the middle of the day? He's like,
I want you to go in there and rock their world. Why did I say that?
He goes,
that?
Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say that?
And then, yes, I do believe he played Boys of Fall right after that. And
then he starts Boys of Fall on his little jam box.
That's Sean right. Payton comes up for a quick cameo.
Fantastic.
Love that. One of my all-time favorite movie speeches. And I think it says something that that's one of my all-time favorites, and yours is Al Pacino.
That's right, baby. It doesn't get much better.
I didn't hear anyone during his speech being like, yeah, yeah, right. Well, yeah,
actually,
yeah.
You did. You didn't play the end of it.
I think I got to take Ben Affleck in Boiler Room. That's what I'm going with.
Ah, oh, come on. Affleck's no Al Pacino.
Oh, he is.
She's got a great ass!
She got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Oh, Al. You got to love Al Pacino.
All right, I do have boob news. And somebody... tipped us off. We got a tip on the tip line here.
Yeah, we love tips.
Well, he was saying, if you think this flight thing, the Brazil airliner thing is bad, no. Have you read about the Titanic submarine lawsuit?
No.
And he says that would be worse. And so I was just reading up on that.
See, I don't think it would be.
Well, okay, but have you read the latest? Have you read through the lawsuit at all or what,
no.
what they're saying?
No, I have not.
So what they're saying in the lawsuit, so the family of the explorer guy who was on there
yeah.
is suing for $50 million.
Okay.
And they are saying that the crew experienced terror and mental anguish because what they deduced through the investigation is that when the Titan or whatever it was called,
yeah.
when it dropped its weights, it was about 90 minutes into the dive, mm-hmm. that indicated that whoever was running that thing mm-hmm. was aborting the dive, right? They're dropping their weight. So they're trying
because
to
because they want to go back up.
Yeah, they want to come back up.
Sure.
Which means what they're saying is that the crew would then have heard the carbon fiber, like the crackling noise.
Like they knew they were hooked.
Of the caving in, you know?
Yeah.
And so as they kept falling, what they're saying is common sense would dictate that they were all well aware that they were about to die. And that's part of their lawsuit is that however long that took, the anguish of that and just the ineptitude of that or the, you know, whoever was running the thing. That's part of why they're suing for $50 million. So this guy is saying that that would be worse than the plane crash, knowing, like, maybe perhaps it goes dark, right? Mm-hmm. Or it already is dark. Yeah. I don't know what the light situation in there was.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they drop the weights. The guy knows, like, you're all sitting right next to each other, so the guy knows what's going on. So he's probably telling you, look,
we're in some trouble.
We're dead. And you can hear the thing caving in. That's terrifying.
Well, it is terrifying. Look, I'm not trying to downplay how scary that would be, but at least it was, they say it was instantaneous when it went. Like they turned into mush. Like this snap, crackle, gone.
And that could be true, but you could also know that that's going to happen for
yes. Yes.
5 you're, minutes, yes. 10 you're minutes, waiting 20 for minutes.
That. And so while that is absolutely terrifying, I don't think it even comes close. Because when you're in that airplane, let's say it takes, whatever, 2-3 minutes to fall out of the sky, however long that takes, you are on an ungodly roller coaster of flips and turns and vomit and all of that for minutes and minutes and minutes. At least with the sub, I'm not trying to do the whole noble thing, but at least then you've got some time. You ever seen, like, you ever seen one of those movies that was like the Rogue One in Star Wars or whatever? Or, you know, you sit on the beach and you're watching the explosion come your way. You can hold hands. You get a chance to have a cry. You can tell the people around you that you love them. Maybe you get to say a prayer, right? There is almost like a moment of calm that you can have where you're like, well, this is it. Here comes the tidal wave towards me. I got a moment. Sit down. Take it. Whereas you're on the airplane, you're trying to have that moment of peace. Meanwhile, gravity is shoving a bunch of air bubbles straight up your keister. And
everyone else is screaming.
And everyone
you.
Else is screaming. I would much rather have the Toy Story claw grabber moment where we all get to link hands. I get to hold my dad or my kids and say that it's been an honor. Let's, you know, we're going out together. I love you. We're hugging. As opposed to 3 minutes of 61 strangers screaming, crying, and freaking out.
Is there an element of, in the plane, is there an element of hope that you survive the impact?
I don't think so.
See, because I was thinking just the opposite, that I think in the submarine, you know something's wrong and that's why you're dropping the weights to go back up. Maybe you do believe there's a chance this thing doesn't collapse in on you. There's a problem, but if we can get back up there quick enough, we won't go out. We actually have a chance. There's hope here.
Yeah, I think it would depend on what the captain guy was telling them.
Yeah.
Because
and how he was reacting.
Because I think that if you have even a glimmer of hope, mm-hmm. that changes everything. Because a lot of people, I don't know what the stats are, but a lot of people survive plane crash impact. Now, that's various impact. Maybe not like this, but yeah. there's different, yeah. obviously, yeah.
No
circumstances.
One walks away from this.
But a lot of people die in plane crashes when they survive impact, but then they're overwhelmed by smoke or fire.
Yeah.
So if I'm twirling and we're going down, maybe I have the hope that, hey, let's freaking put our head between our legs and hope that we pop up when this thing is done and we can get out of here. I don't know. It's a slim hope, but at least it's a hope. Whereas in the Titanic thing, again, it depends on what the guy was telling him, but he was probably, they're saying that they believe he was telling them, hey, we're all going to die. Yeah. And it's only a matter of minutes before this collapses.
Yeah.
That might be worse.
I just know for me, I would 100, with no hesitation, I would, as long as I understand what's coming, I would rather that than, like, so if you ask me, I'm on the sub, and I can be cruising along thinking everything's okay, and then a second later, we hear a crack and I die, right? Because the death was instantaneous. I would rather know for 10 minutes that I was going to die than have it be the other.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite.
Yeah?
I would rather have a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, I would rather just know, hey, this is it, this is the end, and I'd rather have a moment to, I don't know, say what I got to say to anyone around me, or at least have a moment to kind of collect my thoughts. Maybe say that, you know, I'm counting on this deathbed repentance thing so I could go through all the, I could pray to Mormon Jesus. I could pray to Catholic Jesus. I could pray to Buddha. What else I got? Like Vishnu.
Allah.
I'm going to throw Tom Cruise in there. L. Ron Hubbard.
Muhammad probably.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'd like some time there to just kind of cover all my bases and then kind of take a deep breath and, I think there's something noble about those people when they know they're going to go, and it's like, we're holding hands and we're going down together.
I wish I could do that. I'm not sure I could handle the gravity of that, and I like the 10 minutes of knowing, just take me out. Just take me out quickly.
All right.
Like the
three
the,
different perspectives.
Yeah, the guy, like the violin guy. Jeez. Does that play right before I go? That would be great.
You know what? That's the little known thing. This plays in all of our head soundtracks before we go. The Boys of Fall.
I'll tell you what, you sons of bitches, if at my moment of my death, if that is running through my head, my last word is going to be F you both.
What if somebody on the Titanic sub pulled out their phone and put this on because they were plummeting?
You know what? I my final word would be you son of a, and then a giggle, and then I die.
This son of a bitch. Holy cow.
All right. Let's get to boob news, okay? It is 6:35. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So I've got boob news to brighten your day, because we all like boobies here on the show.
Certainly.
Let me show you my boobs. This is a woman. Her name is... It's spelled E-I-L-A, so I'm going to go Ila.
E-L-I-A?
No. E-I-L-A. So I'm going to go Ila Adams.
Sounds about right.
She is a Canadian content creator. As a matter of fact, she's on the Naked News in Toronto.
There's Naked News, huh?
Yeah, you haven't seen those?
No. Didn't the Playboy Channel used to do that?
Yeah, they give newscasts and the
I didn't know that
ladies
was,
are
I didn't
naked.
Know that was still a thing. Seems a bit antiquated, but okay.
Gotta believe there's still a market for it.
Oh, yeah, I see her here, except she's not naked.
There will always be a market for that. Well, anyway.
I'm seeing her do the Naked News, but she's not naked.
Oh, she'll get there.
Okay.
So she has taken to a little bit of a trend in New York City, where she is going to all the New York City touristy spots, the hot spots.
Sure.
And she's flashing her boobies out there.
Okay.
To all the people in there, and she's posted pictures of it.
That's fantastic. Where can I see these?
Well, it's great.
You know what? Sook and I did a story on this when you were out. It was a Russian gal, though, and they, like, the Russians wanted her because she was like...
Yeah, she was like
she
wanted.
Was putting her up tops out at, like, Russian landmarks,
yeah,
and they're like, not in our country.
Yeah,
uh-uh.
She was going around
to,
like...
to France or something.
Yeah, she had to leave the country.
It's become a trend. I don't know if this gal started it, but they're basically doing it with the idea of gender equality in mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because in New York City, apparently, like, for the last 30 years, it's actually been legal to be topless for women in New York City.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I think I remember something about that. Didn't Bruce Willis's kids do something with this? I think one of the Willis sisters...
Rumor Willis?
Rumor Willis was running around New York topless and was like, yeah, it's legal. It's legal, so I'm doing this.
And so women are using that as a, hey, men walk around without their shirts on all the time.
And can I say...
Why can't we?
To women that are protesting, like I saw recently in France... I don't know what they were angry about. They're angry about the patriarchy, but a bunch of women got topless and then wore like 1950s
like maid's outfits,
maid
right?
outfits, and then
nice.
Like and then like scrubbed
wow.
the floor of like some French.
I saw this
tourist thing.
Yeah,
and people were like, "So you're angry at men and like sexism and all that, but the exact people that you're angry about." You're doing, like, the greatest thing in the world because they just get to objectify you even more because you're, like, scrubbing the floor in a 1950s outfit topless.
You're getting skimpy and doing chores. Like, you, the people who've put you down, they want to see this.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. Like, the people, like the slut movement and, like, the slut walk and, like, free the nipple. Like, who are you like, is there any dude out there that's like, this is outrageous? You're giving all the sexist bastards that you hate, you're giving them, like, exactly what they want. And by the way, her Twitter account is like, it's, she goes full Monty.
Well, yeah, I just told you.
Yeah, it's.
Did you think I was lying to you?
No, it's just that when I saw her, she seemed very, like, kind of cheeky and tame. Her Twitter account is neither, Yeah, it's.
That's what she does.
Shows you some cheekies?
Oh, she shows more than that. Yeah. She's creating content.
She says, tease can light up a person's day, and if you don't like it, don't look.
Well, who doesn't like it?
Well, I think a lot of people probably don't.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm
offended.
I guarantee you moms everywhere are offended or dads. And think of the children or all the prudes.
Little
kid or all the churchgoers.
Moms, yes. This is my... Like, any guy or churchgoer that claims to hate this, they only do it because they have to pretend. But deep down, they love it, just like the rest of us.
And if you're asking if she's cute, yes.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say she's not like, you know.
She's cute.
She's cute. And she's naked.
Yeah. She likes to get naked.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I'm just, I'm fascinated at this whole, you know, everyone's going to hate this. No, they're not. Everyone's going to love it. We do this nowadays where we pretend that we're rebelling against something by doing something shocking, when in reality, it's not shocking at all. In fact, the vast majority of people are on board with it. It's like you're trying to create controversy, but in reality, you're just doing something that everyone's like, hell yeah.
And for those of you asking as well, real or fake up tops,
real.
Those are homegrown potatoes.
Yeah.
Very real.
She's fighting against the patriarchy by being naked and giving the patriarchy something to look at. All right.
And you have to be 18 to see her pictures.
No, you don't. Just go on Twitter.
Oh, well, I was looking at Instagram. The Insta.
Yeah, don't go to Instagram. Instagram is edited. Twitter is not. And let me tell you something. Her Twitter account is... Yeah,
good stuff.
And
I'm going to give her a follow.
Yeah, that's not PG-13 and that's not R.
With the fan account.
That's an NC-17 situation that she's got going there on Twitter. So, I mean, I guess good for her. I mean, she's got some attention out of this, but in all honesty, she looks like the 8 billion other girls that are naked on the internet.
She's talking about empowerment through nudity, guys.
Hasn't that war already been won? I think, honestly, when Catch Me Outside Girl made $50 million, I think the war is over. It's like the war on drugs. Drugs won. The war on like nudity and like the female empowerment, again, the war is over. They won. Because you can make $50 million by just posting nudes online. I mean...
She's also going to be participating in the World Naked Bike Ride in Toronto.
Oh. As opposed to... Well, we didn't do the Naked Bike Ride here in Portland, did we?
Yeah, it got canceled this year, I think.
Yeah, they...
Didn't have enough volunteers.
They called it off.
Yeah. We had enough people willing to be naked, not enough people to wrangle the nudes.
I'm trying to find her account, though.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
It is...
We'll see.
Guarantee the listeners.
Flex Appealer. See what they did there?
I do. Whoops. Not Flex a Peeper.
Appealer. Your favorite naughty girl next door, naked news anchor, writer, producer of Flex Appeal, the hottest naked workouts.
There she is. I just followed her on the fan account. I think she'll give us a follow back. Get all of our hot sports takes. Whoa.
Yeah, it is. Someone's saying, dads aren't offended, Rob. No. Dads have to pretend to be offended.
This is more than I bargained for.
I told you. Yeah, it's not cheeky nudity. It's...
Maybe I'm going to unfollow him.
Yeah, I would say, I'm not sure you want to follow that on the fan Twitter account. It's a bit...
Yeah, I unfollow him.
It's more than...
Clean it up, Isla.
It's more than you think. So again, is that female empowerment or is that just a lady that does porn and online? I don't understand how that's female empowerment, but hey, who am I? I'm part of the patriarchy anyways.
All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, what's everybody have on tap for the weekend, you big studs? What are you guys out there doing?
I'm going to take back my manhood. I'm going to take down the patriarchy. I'm start the Souk Naked News.
You're going to hang some dog all about
that's
town?
That's right. Wait till the new sponsor of In the News comes around and finds out that it's now the Naked News. What if I just did it shirtless for YouTube now? We just do the news. You don't know if I'm naked from the waist down. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
More or less viewers?
What do you think? Yeah, what would happen to our YouTube viewer count in the club hour if Souk was just shirtless every club?
Excuse me, boys, let me pop some buttons here. Maybe get a nipple piercing or something. Show off some chest tattoo. Yeah.
What if you were naked? And occasionally, you know, maybe you stood up.
Hang out.
Oh.
I think that violates YouTube. I think we'd get in some trouble.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, I don't think you can be nude on YouTube.
I didn't even think about that.
You nude. Yeah, you can't. Like, Instagram and YouTube, yeah, I don't think you can. Twitter is like anything goes, as you found out. I love that you followed her on the fan account, and within 30 seconds.
Well, look, I'm okay with some boobies on the fan account.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I am not okay with some of the stuff that I saw. I was offended.
You were offended.
You're the one
she's protesting against.
I was offended.
She's throwing it in your face. You can't handle that? You can't handle the truth and what she's bringing to the table.
By the way, your Ravens bet not looking so hot.
I know. I was talking with Buckley, and I'm sweating it out a little bit. We need a big fourth quarter comeback here. Stat.
Well, typically, I think the thing that you bet on is that
the Ravens
The Ravens try to win the game where the Eagles don't care.
Exactly.
So they're down seven. Baltimore's only down seven.
Yes. So we just need a key punt here. It's second and 20, so then we just need Baltimore to go down and score and then go for two because why the hell not? I'll take a push as well. Because I guess we just went, I went money line. We didn't take any points.
Yeah, it'll end in a tie, right? They won't do OT.
Yeah,
that was
no
a good
OT.
Throw. Come on! 16.
You rooting against us now?
46.
Jerk.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I mean, great drop.
There you go.
I am kind of rooting against you. Because I think it's dumb to bet preseason football.
Well, I think it's dumb that you won't bet preseason football. You call yourself a gambler.
I do know that.
I'm a smart gambler.
If you were a smart gambler, you'd be on the Ravens train.
Yeah, that train left the station. Unfortunately.
This would only be the second time that I've, if this doesn't go my way, that I will have lost a Ravens preseason game.
Well, they've won 24 of the last 25.
And who's this guy quarterbacking for the Eagles?
Tanner McKee?
He looks awesome.
Stanford?
Here comes the punt. Yeah, he's Stanford kid.
All right, well.
Not to be confused with Long Neck Mills.
You bitches all have a great weekend, okay?
I'm going to go hang some dong.
Big week next week.
Is it?
No, but we'll be here.
As far as you know, I got some drinking to go do. I'm out of here.
We'll be here 3 to 7 Monday on The Fan Connect.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.